Thank you so much for your time.
This has been a full week. We passed the budget and everything.
Do you want to start with the budget?
So we passed the FY21 operating budget, which was unprecedented 43 days out of the House. It's now on its way to the Senate. It was flat budget. It was just above the governor's ask.
That includes the $100,000 funding for House Bill 275, abandoned vehicle.
That funding is separate from my bill. Request for funding passed out of House Finance Committee as a separate ask because there's already an abandoned vehicle fund in statute. My bill regarding abandoned vehicles will increase the fine to be able to put money back into that fund and also reduce it from a criminal charge down to a traffic violation so that we're not putting a criminal penalty on abandoning your vehicle.
And you had a hearing today on a bill you sponsored, House Bill 233, displaying documents on an electronic device. So can you explain
who... Yes, that's coming up this afternoon. Any state-required document, whether that's a fishing license, insurance, you know, permits, anything that the state says that is required by law and they allow to be viewed electronically, law enforcement officers only have permission to view that. The individual has to give them consent to view anything else on their device.
Or they have to have cause.
They have to have probable cause or a warrant.
And that gets a hearing today, Thursday.
Today.
The next thing I want to ask you about is, we talked a little bit about the budget. When you said unprecedented, how many days was it?
It was 43 days.
So they'll...
Now that's out of the House. That's
right.
Not the entire body. The session has only been accomplished within 90 days, only two other times.
I was reading about Senate Joint Resolution 13. It's an amendment to the state constitution. What it would do is put up to a vote of the people an amendment to the state constitution. So this Senate Joint Resolution would amend the constitution, so it cannot be interpreted as giving someone the right to abortion.
That is a Senate bill.
It isn't part of...
That was done separately. That was not in coordination with mine, although it does complement the heartbeat bill. But that was, you know, done in the Senate, so it was not, you know, in coordination with the House.
So it's a joint resolution. So that means it's on its way to you if they pass it.
Yes.
You heard from Chief Medical Officer for the State of Alaska, Dr. Ann Zink, yesterday.
I shared the link to the website that people can access to get more information on the coronavirus. That's coronavirus.alaska.gov.
You can get a terrific amount of information. I'll make sure to include that link.
There were several things that stood out to me that I was unaware of before. It's been a widespread disease. It's global, so that's why we are preparing for it. But people can recover well from this. So it's being prepared, taking care of yourself, much like with the flu. But it does affect the senior population the worst. We need to be conscientious of our elders at this time and making sure that if we're sick, we're not going to visit grandma. We're going to wash our hands, and take the normal precautions of spreading germs that we do with any other flu.
What's coming up in the next week for you?
Well, I have now taken on an additional committee.
And that's the seat that Representative Eastman lost.
Yes, I was appointed to the Judiciary Committee. And that meets three times a week in addition to my other three committees. So I now have four committees: State Affairs, Tribal Affairs, Fisheries, and now Judiciary. Because that just was voted upon by the body this morning, I will have to be versing myself on all the bills that we will be hearing in that committee as well, because I begin tomorrow.
I want to thank you for your time.
So thank you for that. We touched on a lot of topics. Just encourage people to follow along on alaskaleg.gov. Stay informed because there's a lot of things happening and moving right now. This is a very fast-paced session, and I don't want people to be unaware. So I'm trying to update on my Facebook and on radio newsletter as much as possible so that people can be going along in this process with us.